This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You know, creating access in Series 2 was just not something that I feel like I actually, as a human being, have time for. With Series 2, it for me, it's all about intellectual property building and creating less operational intensity, right? Like, all the access stuff is super high intensity. Giftgoat is an operational monster. I have 4 full-time people on it. Like, to just create the logistics of, like, my print got lost in the mail. It's like a lot of shit that comes along with it. So with Series 2, lower cost, higher IP building. With Series 1, I always look at that as the alpha pass. So what's great about the blockchain is you can always add value. So many projects are fucking up. They keep minting more stuff that's gonna break. You have to let it be what it is. You can't, you create a scenario where you're fixing everyone's mistakes. You create a huge depreciary value. But I'm pretty optimistic in general, just because I think of it kind of like, good, you know, that will be it, and everyone will adjust, and reality will set in. Like, I think humans are incredibly capable of adjusting to anything and everything. I think COVID helped reinforce that point. Like, it is what it is. That's what humans always do. We always do. What trends do I feel really macro confident? TikTok. I would bet the farm on TikTok for the next 24 months. Anybody trying to build any kind of business or any kind of awareness and brand, I would bet the absolute farm on TikTok.
I'm glad you said that. I've been wanting to tell you, 1 month ago you posted something about if you post 4 a day, dramatically more good things will happen.
Yes.
And so my content manager and I said, all right, we'll take that back. Like, we'll just do it. And we're doing it consistently. Business is resulting.
But to me, every project with a roadmap is a red flag. With a roadmap.
Would you say you are the roadmap?
100%. The only things I'm buying as a collector when I wear your, you know, when I do this and I'm jamming like you guys, the only thing I'm looking at is who's operating. Who's operating, right? Show me. 97% of everything, of all the energy, is day trading.
Yeah.
Like, the entire market is an absolute greed fest mess. You'll sell it easily if you're willing to take a 25% profit. You're just not willing to do that. There won't be a single access token available if everybody marks it up 25%, which is a remarkable return in 1 year, but the greed is covering everyone's opinions. Making 25% on your money in 1 year is a lot of money. I'm very weird. I'd be pumped if tomorrow's floor price on BeFriends was 39 cents. Like, genuinely excited. So I don't have any of those feelings. The Rare Robot video and song, like, the sheer content machine that we're about to unleash post-VCon, I'm very confident in. I would tell you right now, I believe that most people that are getting the Evolve Ving post will not sell it. 85%.
Yeah, well, without people knowing that it's an Evolve, they're
correct,
not gonna sell it.
Correct. They're gonna, too many people are smart that are V1 people, and they're just gonna wait a year or two for, And they're probably gonna, because don't forget, the token is in the token. The V1 NFT is imagery-wise in the V2 Evolve. I can see a lot of people, I would say, if I ever sell, I'm gonna sell them together. Like, people can be smart and do 2 packs on OpenSea of those 2. The thing to think about for all of us, like literally all of us, is can you get to a place where you can do what you want to do and live your lifestyle. Like, it's very powerful to think that way. Like I really want to get to full-time BeFriends. Literally, right now, all of you could DM big businesses and say, I'll do your NFT consulting.
Right.
And you'll be like, because I have a Bored Ape or a VFriend. They'll be like, okay. Like, it's when it's early, it's early.
Right.
Louis Vuitton in the mall selling me a $20,000 handbag, giving me a receipt that is made by an emerging artist is a good idea for everyone.
Correct.
Uber, eBay, why do these things work? It works for both sides. NFTs are gonna work for both sides of creating things on the blockchain that have normally been mundane. People don't understand, when there's a royalty incentive, then the person driving it is incentivized.
Yes.
I'm incentivized.
They do an awesome job.
Correct.
Yes.
It's the most merit-based thing I've ever seen. And because of the way I roll, I'm so me. This was built for me, because I play long. But there's, and I've never been able to capture the economics of my long game until the end, this is gonna allow me to. And everybody else who has good intent. NFT infrastructure is one of, at this exact second, because it will get mature and be something else, at this exact second is the greatest opportunity for the worst and best behavior. If you started a firm that says, we understand NFTs of how to take the utility and turn it into an asset, and you cold emailed 1,000 people on LinkedIn, you would have a $10 million service business. Nobody sitting here actually realizes how much further ahead of everybody in the world they are. There's 8 billion people.
So I'm in a
4 billion of them have never heard the term. I've never heard the term. I have a very good sense of like what my world looks like, and I don't think of it in gender and race and age. I think of it as perspective. It's very clear to me because I interact with so many people what's going on in my micro little universe. It's perspective. And it comes in all shapes and sizes. When I got serious about LinkedIn, we got older fast. And then like right behind it came TikTok and we got younger fast. Like we got older. We got like 50, we got 55 year olds at the Chicago Delta. Like it was very clear that when.
Content, different platforms or were you
saw? Yeah, it's like I'm consistent. I'm just about like everything in the world is about distribution. So when LinkedIn became an arbitrage and I went hard, we would literally comment like, oh wow, like we're now winning at 55, 60. Like the 62 year old businesswoman would say at the airport, like we're talking, we know because we lived it. And then like a year later, TikTok came and all of a sudden we went, all of a sudden like 12 year olds would like, and we lived it. We lived it because we, you know, we're out in public and we're like in that, when it was Instagram and pre LinkedIn and TikTok, it was like 25 to 40, right? It was very clear what it was. And then it got older and younger really fast. I never got stopped by somebody under 16 in 7 years. And then all of a sudden, constantly.
What do you think about Elon Musk?
I don't know Elon super well. I've only had dinner, I was at a dinner party once with him with like 10 people like this, and didn't even get it. And we sat on opposite sides, so we didn't even get to chop it up. I think Elon is an inventor, which I'm always fascinated by because I'm so not an inventor. So I'm always fascinated by inventors. I think he understands human psychology. Elon reminds me of my dad a little bit, if I'm observing him from afar because I don't know him at all. I hate conflict. I think Elon gets a kick out of the conflict like my dad does. So that's a very foreign energy to the way I roll. I don't feel a huge association with him other than I think he gets it. And so that's like the other thing that really runs through my mind. I think he enjoys the Raz, the conflict, whereas I'm like very I'm in it a lot because of the way I communicate and the way I roll, but I don't like it at all. And I try to avoid it. But I think he understands consumer behavior and I think he understands none of the noise. One thing that I very much associate with him is none of the noise in the middle matters. You with the audience is the only thing that matters. The friends is like a fuck, using a good Yiddish word, is a real mitzvah for me. I'm really set. This is it. This is 100% it. For real. Because it's a platform. One of the smartest, I will always talk about this. The smartest thing I did was sense what was happening and drew 268 characters.
1, 2, 5.
Dinner deer!
Yeah.
I love it. All right, just getting out of the dinner deer with the boys. We're kind of getting back. Super excited about the the VFriends access tokens. Really looking forward to tomorrow. Big day. The Series 2 starts. We've got the video games and the bubble hockey. I'll take that back, D-Rock. I love you. See you later.